Hello, everyone. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. So whatever time you're listening to this to, good morning or good evening. Hope you guys are having a great morning so far. A happy 4th of July. Today is Monday, July the 4th, 2022. If my voice sounds a little different, it's because I just woke up and I was like, you know what? I got to tackle this podcast before I hit the door running with some of the things I got to get done today, which is not really much. I'm going to lay low today, hang out with my daughter. My husband's out of town. My son's out of town. So it's just my girl and I. We're going to hang out, cook some barbecue, you know, just chill at home for today, watch a few movies and do some girl things. You know what I'm saying? Just relax and take it easy. But before I wanted to get into all that, I got some chicken marinating in the fridge waiting for me to get that process started. But before I get into all that, I wanted to briefly stop by and give you guys a few words of encouragement for this 4th of July to get the week going. And once again, I want to thank you guys. Well, not once again, but as always, I want to thank you guys for pressing play. Today, I want to talk to you about trusting God with the in-between. It's one thing to trust God with, with a request, right? It's one thing to trust God with a desire or goal and knowing that, okay, you know what? I believe he's going to come through. But what do you do while you're waiting for that promise in your life? What do you do after you've put in the work? You're still not seeing any fruits. You're not bearing any fruits. What do you do after you've, you know, prayed and cried and nothing seems to happen? Sometimes what we need to do is just wait. And we don't hear that a lot, right? In our society, we live in a hustle and grind and got to get it done. Now we got team no sleep and all this other crazy nonsense, but nobody talks about stillness. Nobody talks about just not moving. Just after you've done all you can, just stand. Like, nobody talks about that part. What do you do in the in-between while you wait? Got a question for you. Do you find it hard to trust God? And before I get into that, you probably hear a little music in the background. I'm just trying something different. Let me know if this helps or if it's distracting. And, you know, I won't continue with it, but I just want to try a little background music to hear how that sounds with these recordings. But like I stated before, my question, do you find it hard to trust God? I know sometimes I do. But then I am reminded when I stop, right? And if there was, like, say, a CD player or old school, if there was a tape that I have of my life, and if I were to run that tape back on my life about the many times God has saved me from the car accident that I didn't see coming, or from the job rejection that I wanted so badly, or what about from that ex-boyfriend that I thought I would be with for the rest of my life, right? Only to find out that he just wasn't the one for me. What do you do when you feel the call of God over your life? You've answered the call, right? You've trusted and obeyed. But this walk, this trusting, this in-between, it doesn't feel like like you thought it would feel. You're liberated from not conforming to the norm, right? But you feel like you're held in bondage from the backup bills, the hungry kids, and deciding on whether you should trust in God and walk on your road to destiny or just take a U-turn and go back to what's familiar. It's not easy giving up comfort for sacrifice. I want to say that for somebody who needs to hear it this morning. Excuse me. It's not easy giving up comfort for sacrifice. But I believe the sacrifice is the only currency for the life you believe you were destined to live. What are you willing to part ways with to make your dreams come true? What relationships are you willing to give up to be better in this season? What negative and draining thinking are you willing to give up? What toxic family member? Are you willing to give up in order to connect you with your calling? There's a price to pay. There's a price to pay in the in-between, right? There's a price to pay for the wait. But by faith, what is it that you're saying? You know what, God? I'm going to commit this to you. I'm going to trust you with my insecurities. I'm going to trust you with my fears. I am going to trust you with my shortcomings and believe that your plan for my life is great. One thing you guys may or may not know about me, a lot of the things that I do is always covered up in fear, but I do it anyway. There are times when I put a post up and I don't even know what drives me to do that. And I post it up and I'm nervous, but I hit the post button. There are times when I'm recording these podcasts and I'm like, God, give me a word for your people. I don't know what to say. I'm nervous and I feel like unqualified to even have this platform. But God looks at me and says, why can't I use you? Why do you think your story does not matter? Why do you think your journey doesn't matter? Is it because you don't currently have the business you thought you would have at this age? Is it because you thought you don't have the money you thought you would have at this age? You know, I feel unqualified sometimes. Like, I'm pouring encouragement into people, but I feel discouraged. I'm telling people they can make it and to think positive, but a lot of times I think negative, you know? I'm giving people little tips on how to guard your mind and guard your heart. But sometimes I don't do the same. Am I a hypocrite? And I hear God saying, no, you're just being human. You are allowed to be human, Alice. You are allowed to fall short. You're never going to stand up. You're never going to get to the standard of perfection. Not even come close. But if I allow God to keep using me, maybe this might help somebody. And what is it that makes me feel unqualified, right? It's because sometimes we go by society's checklist of who we should be, where we should be at, what we should have to be deemed credible, to even have a voice. You know, we as a culture are obsessed with age. By this age, 25, you should be here. 30, you should be there. 40, you should be doing this. Says who? You know, some of the most powerful people that the world has deemed powerful, because a lot of these people don't or would not get the credit or have the kind of influence, that they have if it were not for the people, right? The people makes the decision. People gets to buy their products. The people votes on whether they think they're a good business or not. The people makes the decision on whether to promote, to advertise, to crucify the last dollar, to support whatever organization you believe in. It's the people, right? But sometimes we feel like we're not there. I don't live in the house they live in. I don't drive the car they drive. I don't have the credentials they have. I don't have the followers they have. Because, you know, we live in an age now where following is everything. I mean, I was thinking about the other day, like I read in magazines and the first thing they point out is, oh, John Doe with 1.9 million followers is changing the world with this and that. And it's like, that's the first thing they mention, not knowing that a lot of these people that you look up to that have these massive followers, excuse me, doesn't mean they're happy. Doesn't mean that they like the life that they live. And there's nothing wrong with having influence. Don't get me wrong. I believe that if you are operating in your gift and you're standing in your truth, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with inspiring someone to stand in their truth. That's what I aim to do when I speak. But to feel like you have to live by people's opinion is to die from their rejection. What do you do when nobody no longer validates you? do you still know that you have worth? What do you do when your follower starts to diminish? Do you still believe you are worthy? What do you do when the sponsorship stops coming in? The money stops flowing? Do you still believe you are worthy of the next breath? And like I've said before, and maybe I'm going off the topic a little bit, but a lot of us feel like we're entitled to our next breath, and we're not. There's no guarantee that you and I will see tomorrow. And this is not to sound morbid, it's just to have us think. If you've been following me for a while, you know that I admire a thinker, a deep thinker. I admire a conscious mindset. So how do we trust God in the in-between moments? We simply have to lean into his promises. His word says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm not a theologian, not a preacher, don't have a degree in philosophy or anything like that, but I'm sure many of you have heard that before, and it's found in multiple verses in the Bible. God said he will never leave you or forsake you. That means it doesn't matter what stage you are in your life. If you believe he's with you, he's with you. Some of you may or may not know this, but I've been walking with God for a long time. And I checked our history and I don't see, and I can't find where he's ever left me. I've left him. I've aborted the mission. I've forsaken him. But he has never once left me. So in these in-between moments today, I want to encourage you that though you're frustrated, nervous, and sometimes afraid because of your need to be in control and to have an agenda, God told me to tell you that, you don't get to drive the plane this time. In this season, in this chapter of your life, I'm the captain. And since you've put me in the driver's seat of your life, you're going to have to trust that I can land this plane safely to its destination. I hope that encourages somebody today. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on with my throat. But I hope this encourages somebody today. I hope you find the peace and the tranquility that you need today. I hope you take a few minutes to silence your mind and just to get into the spirit of gratitude. You know what I found out this week when I got into my head a little bit? Because sometimes I live there and it's not good for me because I don't want to get out and I don't like to invite nobody in. But what I found sometimes when I'm in my negative mindset, that the best way to cure any negative thinking, the best way to combat those negative thoughts is to find your gratitude. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful that I get to do this, that I get to create a platform where I can send out a word of encouragement to the 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 people that are listening. That I get to remind you that you're not alone in this walk called life, and that we are all a lot more the same than we think. We're not all that different from each other. Our skin tones, our backgrounds, our statuses, our bank accounts may be different, but in the eyes of God, we're all his children. Y'all saw what COVID did. Beyonce got this quote where she says, "I stopped the world," in her one of her songs. Nah, God stops the world. He proved that with COVID. And just like that, the world changed. But today, on this 4th day of July, I want to remind you that you're not alone in your quest of wanting to becoming better. You're not alone in your journey of believing in the promises that God have for your life. Help me, Holy Spirit. You're not alone. In your journey of wanting to change the world, there's so many people out there just like you that think the same thing. But don't think that your small contributions don't matter. Don't think that your voice doesn't matter. Don't think that your words don't matter. And it's so easy for us to look at somebody else and start to compare, right? So easy for us to look at somebody else's success and compare, not knowing what they had to go through to get to what they got and what they have to do to sustain it. Looking at someone else's life and wishing that it was you is like telling God, the portion that you gave me is not enough. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my mate, my partner, my husband, my boyfriend. But look at them over there. Look what they got. I don't have it. Why don't I have it? We need to stop doing that. We need to stop doing that. Que on parabola ici qui dit comme ça. Bon Dieu qu'on baille pas qu'on sépare. And my mother and I was talking about that. What I just said for my non-Creole speakers is that there's a Haitian parable that says God knows how to give, but he don't know how to separate. And it's not true because we're telling God that you're a good father. But what you gave me is not enough. And what you have is what you need. What you have is exactly what you need. You don't need more, you don't need less. So I want to encourage you to operate in the fullness of who you are today. Operate in your higher frequency and don't let somebody come and make you feel that what you're doing is insignificant or make you feel that what you're saying has no substance. Because you ain't got nothing to back it up. I'll tell you what I have to back it up. Life. Where's your credentials? Life. Where's your fruit? Life. The fact that I am still here proves that I have something to say. My story is significant. My walk is significant. Life will be your greatest teacher. Life will give you all of the degrees that you need. Life will give you a degree in leadership. How do you lead your family? How do you lead your life? Life will give you a degree in counseling. What do you do when you and your spouse or your partner have a conflict? How do you counsel one another? What do you say? Life will give you a degree in education. Those books are you reading, what do they say? How do they help you? Those research you're doing, how does it pour into your life? Stop letting people and culture make you feel like you gotta have the alphabet behind your name to be validated. No, let your life speak for itself. Let your integrity, your character, your honesty, let that be your credential. Change your thinking and you will change your life. Change your thinking and you will change your life. Change your thinking and you will change your life. I made up in my mind that come hella high water, I'm going to ride this thing out with God. I'm going to believe the promises of God for my life, no matter what. All right. Got to get downstairs and make some breakfast. I'm feeling hungry. I'll talk to you guys real soon. I hope this encouraged somebody today. Have a great 4th of July. Goodbye.